Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic enthusiast and, let's be honest, occasional messmaker. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge, that little slice of wisdom you need to stay sharp and grounded in this crazy world we call life. Today, we're tackling something near and dear to all of us. Building resilience through embracing failure. Yep, you heard me right. Failure. That four-letter word that sends shivers down spines and makes us want to hide under the covers with a pint of ice cream guilty. But guess what? Failure is not your enemy. It's a damn superpower in disguise. Think about it. Every single successful person you admire, from Elon Musk launching rockets to Beyoncé slaying on stage, has tasted failure. Big time. They tripped, they stumbled, they got knocked down harder than a Jenga tower in an earthquake. But here is the kicker. They dusted themselves off, learned from their mistakes, and came back stronger than ever. So, how do we unlock that inner resilience? That superpower of bouncing back from setbacks. Let's break it down into five key takeaways that'll help you reframe your relationship with failure and turn those stumbles into stepping stones. Number 1. Failure is feedback, baby. It's not a sign of weakness, it's a signal that something needs tweaking. Imagine trying to bake a cake without tasting it along the way. You might end up with something, well, let's just say not quite Instagram worthy. Same goes for life. Failure tells you it didn't work, giving you valuable insights to adjust your recipe and create something even better next time. Number 2. Embrace the discomfort. This one's a doozy, I know. But growth often happens outside our comfort zones. Ever heard the saying, no pain, no gain? Well, it's not always about literal pain, although sometimes those tough workouts do feel like agony. It's about pushing yourself beyond what feels easy and facing your fears head on. The discomfort you experience when failing can be a powerful catalyst for learning and growth. Number 3. Celebrate the small wins. We tend to focus on the big goals, but it's the small wins that keep us motivated and moving forward. Did you finally finish that project even though you hit a few snags? Awesome. Did you try something new and step outside your comfort zone? High five. Celebrate those victories, no matter how small they seem. They build momentum and resilience for bigger challenges down the road. Number 4. Learn from the mistakes of others. You don't have to reinvent the wheel or stumble through every obstacle yourself. History is full of stories of people who have faced similar challenges and learned valuable lessons along the way. Read books, listen to podcasts, talk to mentors, glean wisdom from those who have walked the path before you. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. This one's crucial. When we screw up, and trust me, we all do, it's easy to beat ourselves up with negative self-talk. But that's counterproductive. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's how we learn and grow. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been dreaming of showcasing her work in an art gallery for years. She pours her heart and soul into creating a collection she's absolutely proud of. But when it comes time for the exhibition, she receives lukewarm feedback from critics. She feels crushed. But instead of letting this setback define her, Sarah takes a deep breath and remembers our key takeaways. She sees the criticism as valuable feedback, uses it to refine her art, and continues practicing with renewed determination. She connects with other artists who have faced similar challenges, learns from their experiences, and celebrates every small victory along the way. Ultimately, Sarah not only overcomes her initial disappointment, but emerges stronger, more resilient, and closer to achieving her dream. And that's the power of embracing failure. It can be our greatest teacher and catalyst for growth. Remember, folks, life isn't about avoiding setbacks, it's about how we respond to them. So the next time you stumble, don't despair. See it as an opportunity to learn, grow, and come back stronger than ever before. You got this. Now go out there and make me proud. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little stoic boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your thoughts.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.